In 2024, Victoria was Canada's third least affordable city for renters, according to a new report. The list, created by the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, CCPA, used rental wages, the hourly wage needed to afford rent while working a standard 40-hour week and spending 30% of income on housing, to rank 62 of the country's large and medium-sized communities. Victoria's rental wage was $29.38 last year, meaning residents had to earn at least that amount to afford a one-bedroom apartment. For a two-bedroom, that number jumped to $38.33. Victoria ranked behind two of Canada's biggest and most expensive cities, Vancouver and Toronto. The former logged $37.84 and $48.94 one- and two-bedroom rental wages in 2024, respectively. Toronto followed close behind, with $37.66 and $44.80 one- and two-bedroom rental wages. Kelowna, Ottawa, Calgary, Nanaimo and Kitchener-Cambridge-Waterloo ranked after Victoria, respectively. It will surprise no one that Vancouver and Toronto top the unaffordability list, with someone working full-time needing to make almost $38 an hour for a one-bedroom apartment to be affordable, reads the report. This amounts to $78,699 and $78,333 per year, respectively. Those making less would need to work an extra job, spend a larger share of their income on housing or get a roommate. The report also measured the number of jobs minimum wage workers had to have to afford a one-bedroom apartment last year. In Victoria, that number was 1.7, meaning these residents had to work almost two jobs to spend 30% on their income on rent. In Vancouver and Toronto, it was 2.2. A provincial breakdown of the number of hours minimum wage workers had to work per month to pay for rent and nothing else, placed BC at the top of the list at 114 hours for a two-bedroom apartment, followed by Ontario at 110 hours and Alberta at 108. For those earning minimum wage, it is virtually impossible to afford housing on their own, reads the report. While this is most acute in the biggest cities, the gap between minimum wage and rental wage is a Canada-wide challenge. Of the communities the report examined, there were only 10 where residents could afford a one-bedroom apartment while working a minimum wage job last year. These included eight cities in Quebec: Granby, Saint-Hyacinthe, Sherbrooke, Drummondville, Trois-Rivières, Saguenay, Rimouski and Shawinigan. With this data, the CPPA says there is an affordability gap in almost all Canadian cities, a problem particularly acute for those who earn minimum wage. The report concludes, minimum wage increases are a key dimension of affordability, adding that the development and support of non-market housing also needs to be on the table. Federal and provincial governments need to keep housing affordability on the front burner, even as trade and security take up more policy space, the report adds. Too many households have to spend more than a reasonable share of their income on rent, compromising their ability to pay for food, transportation, and other necessities.